We're having a quick class on making blessings. So I'm holding, what are these things called?
Sticks.
Huh? Some kind of wafer here, whatever they're called. Roladin wafer.
We also practice?
Go ahead. Good for you. We hold it when we're going to make a blessing. So quickly review the laws of making a blessing. When we make a blessing, we hold it in our right hand. So for our viewers, this is the right hand. I happen to be a lefty, so I'm going to hold it in my left hand. We hold it in our right hand, and we should know what blessing we're about to make before we make it. To hold it and go, Baruch Atah, I'm not sure, is this a mazonos or shahakol? Okay, I'll make shahakol, it covers everything. No, find out before you make the blessing, you should know what you're about to say. And we make the blessing. Ideally, if there are people around, and you're not going to disrupt people, so you make the blessing out loud. A blessing should be audible. The blessing must be pronounced with the lips. If you think a blessing, you didn't say it, the blessing. It has to be pronounced with the lips. Ideally, it should be audible at least to yourself. If it's not disrupting a class or disrupting people at whatever they're doing, then it's good to have it audible for other people so they could answer amen. So we hold the food item in our right hand and we make the blessing. And after we make the blessing, so the listeners should answer amen on the same volume level that you made the blessing. Now our listeners online, this is not a live class, so you cannot answer amen. But our listeners here can practice. So now let's discuss the laws of answering amen for a minute. When we answer amen, what we're saying is I agree. I agree to the blessing. When we answer amen, we're supposed to say the amen audibly. Amen. We're not supposed to swallow the aleph or the nun. Men or amen. We're not supposed to say that. We're not supposed to break it up, like they do very often on Rosh Chodesh. This Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, so the Chazan will end his Shmona Esrei. Hamvarech Zamo Yisrael Bashalom. And everyone answers, Amen. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to break up the Amen. You're not supposed to say the Amen before he finishes the blessing. Another thing people are going to do this Shabbos, he's going to go, Bashalom. Before he finishes his Shalom, everyone's already answering, Amen. You can't do that. Your Amen has to come after the blessing and directly following the blessing. You can't answer Amen a long time after the blessing passed. You have about 2 seconds after that. It's called an Amen Yitomah. Good evening, sir. Can we pass you one? This is a hands-on class. So, what? It's not parva. It's milchik. Okay, so we're going to make the blessing. You guys are going to answer amen. Let's not disrupt the Obet Midrash. You say it the same volume I do. You say it only after I finish, not more than 2 seconds afterwards. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Bereit minei mezanes.